Love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. For an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Tonight, we welcome to the show the band Keen. Good to see you guys.
Hello.
Tom Chaplin here, Tim Rice-Oxley here, also from the band. The guys are going to be doing the world-famous K-Rock Acoustic Christmas on the 11th. That's Saturday night. That is coming up, I think, a week from this Saturday, right, Drew?
Correct, Adam.
Drew will be there for 8 minutes. He will bring a band on. He will have a host of complaints, and then he will leave
with his panties
in a bunch. That's what he does. I, however, will be getting drunk and making and being with my fans, because that's how I am.
Wait. Where do you make there, by the way? In that fancy bathroom with the walk-in shower?
Yes. I sit on the same throne Elton John sits on.
Yeah.
When Julio Iglesias sits on when they're there entertaining the masses. So this is the first acoustic Christmas for Keen, I believe, right? I'm not.
Yeah.
You guys
absolutely.
Not done. Good.
Keen is the number one band in Europe right now.
Yeah. That's what I'm reading.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Believe it or not.
How do they figure that out? Just who sells the most records in Europe?
We sold, I think, in the UK, we sold more records than anyone else this year, which is pretty incredible considering the number of great records there have been.
And considering a lot of the bands from the UK come over here and do nicely as well. So Keen is going to be, or did Ellen today, which you were telling me was a good time. And so that aired today. That we already saw that, right?
I think that goes...
Or does it go tomorrow? It goes tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Oh, okay. All right, everyone. You watch Keen tomorrow. You can listen to him here tonight. You can, if you're going to be around Japan, you can catch him on tour.
Well, most of the country is hearing this after Keen has been on Ellen.
Huh? Yeah, I don't know what the percentage of the people in the country that hear this show on a one-day delay versus the ones that hear it in real time, Drew.
About 70%.
How do you know?
Just look at the numbers.
You don't know.
Yeah,
you don't know.
Yes, I do.
Oh, yes, I do.
Well, look, let me say this. First, I want to welcome you guys to the show. Secondly, here's the thing when it comes to the bands that are from the UK area. They either love the show or they hate the show. And I don't think there's anything like it in England. And I think for some people who come here from that part of the world, there shouldn't be anything like it. not in England, not here, not anywhere. But in other people have a different take. They're like, yeah, we need this. So hopefully you guys will be the ones.
I think we're going to love it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
good.
Absolutely.
Well, half the band will be in.
Good.
I've got a funny feeling. There's a show on Radio 1 in the UK, which I've got a terrible feeling has been completely copied from your show.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do they do? They have a doctor's not
Dr.
funny.
Is it Dr.
Genius
Mark?
Same thing.
Sort of thing, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Because now who was the band in here? The Darkness?
Darkness went berserk.
Yes, they weren't happy.
No,
they weren't happy with the content
at
all. No, it's funny, too, because, you know, their album cover's got a naked chick on a tarmac, and it seems like, all right, well, these guys know how to party. They heard I think they heard the word vagina, and they all stormed out of here.
But there's an interesting correlation. The bands that seem intent upon talking about themselves. And taking the focus out themselves and talking about somebody
else
is troubling to them.
That's what we have to tell people. I think people think they're coming on to talk about the music, to talk about the band, and it's really about me.
It's about Adam. You understand?
No. It's about the callers and what it reminds me to talk about. No, it's the callers. It's about the callers.
No,
that's the show.
We're sensitive souls. I think we'd like to hear what other people have got
so far, it's all good.
This is perfect. All right.
We're going to
hear something from Keen. Actually, we'll hear a couple things from Keen in first one in the 11 o'clock hour, and then, well, I should say one in the 10 o'clock hour, then the 11 o'clock hour. We'll start off with Julie, who's 20. Julie?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey. This is the thing. I have three other roommates. And I recently hooked up with one of my roommates, and we broke up recently. And the weird thing is that I came home one night after work, and he's been really upset about the whole breakup and everything. And I came home, and I walked in on him and his sister, like, fooling around and stuff. And that kind of freaks me out, because when we were together, he would say stuff like I remind him of his mom.
Well, first of all,
bogus.
Your what? Your what's mom?
Remind him of her mom. His mom.
Well, there's several possibilities. A, bogus.
B, bogus.
C,
brain tumor.
She walked in something she didn't really realize what she was saying. D,
yeah, maybe he was performing a Heimlich on
right,
her.
D, or, it's somebody he calls his sister to as a sham for her, as a cover for beard for this chick.
Are you sure, you know, she's not just a black chick or something? You know, sometimes people say sister. They don't always mean blood relative. You sure it's his full blood sister?
Yeah, I'm positive. Because she was staying here for a while. And he was making out with her? Yeah, and they're fooling around and stuff. But
What were they doing?
They're just, you know, like, he was on top of her, and they were, like, making out, and, you know, they had their shirts off and stuff. And it was just, you know, I peeked in for, like, a second because it was freaking me out. And now it's just kind of weird because me and my one other roommate know about it. So it's weird, and I don't know, and he doesn't know that we know, and it's just really uncomfortable. And, you know, like he said, I remember his mom who died recently, and it's really uncomfortable, and I don't...
All right, hold on. We have to convene here. It feels bogus.
We have to ask you one question. Why'd she call? I got to know why she called. I still don't know why she called.
Okay. Julie, why did you call?
I don't know if I should bring it up to him.
There we go. Now it's bogus.
Nah, it's bogus.
Come on. That's not a question.
You should confront him.
Yeah, bring it up. Talk to him at length about it. Come on.
Make sure and you bring Mom's urn with you, too, by the way. That she should be present in some form.
Of course.
All right. Where's the guy? Who put you up to this?
Nobody did.
Where's the guy? Where's the guy?
There's always a guy behind a bogus call.
No, I swear this.
It's like there's no bad pets. There's only bad owners. There's no bogus chicks. There's only bogus boyfriends who make them do their bogus bidding. You see what I'm saying?
All right. If this is true, because she's not backing down. And by the way, part of the Geneva Convention on bogosity is you've got to immediately admit when we called you out on something that's bogus. But
right. Because this is the equivalent to hiding in a mosque.
Yes. That's right.
And booby-trapping your buddy.
That's right.
So, that's what this is.
All right. You can't live with this situation. A, either move, or B, sit down as a group of roommates and say, we saw this thing. It's really bothering us. What is up?
What happened to you? By the way, what happened?
I'm sick.
You have a NAD drop?
Yeah.
You're sick.
Lost a NAD.
What do you got?
Some kind of bronchitis. Something.
It's funny. It's funny when a doctor gets sick. Don't you guys agree? It's not as funny as when they die, but when they're sick. Oh,
but Julie, you're not going to accomplish anything. What is your goal in talking to him? He's got some problems.
How about you get out of there, by the way, before the dad and the dog start getting involved?
We do have a phrase in England that says incest is best, so maybe that just applies.
You stole that from us, by the way. There's no way you guys could have pioneered that. That definitely came from one of our red states.
I don't know. There are weird things happen in the countryside in England.
Really?
I don't worry about that.
You know, for some reason, though, why is incest in Kentucky so much worse than incest in England? Do you see what I'm saying? For me, it's almost quaint that you guys would rape each other over there.
Right.
Over
There's
here,
more
it's
historical
disgusting.
Value there.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a blue blood thing going on or something. There's a rich history of it.
You know, there was a time when, you know, and it's periods of famine and great stress.
You had to do what you had to do.
Right, exactly. And, you know,
right. Okay.
Sort of recapitulating the past.
All right. So Julie needs to get out of this apartment,
yes,
by the way.
Yeah.
And let me just give this speech to everybody.
She's got to admit to us this was bogus. Come on.
Really? Mm-hmm. Julie?
Yeah.
Admit it was bogus. So Drew's sick, by the way.
I wouldn't call if it wasn't true.
Okay.
I just don't know what to do. I just feel really uncomfortable.
Don't say anything. And how about
Julie,
you get out of there?
By the way, four times we've told you what to do, and you keep just repeating, I don't know what to
do.
I don't know what to do.
We didn't tell her what to do. We told her not to do anything.
I told her A, to eat, not do anything, B, move out, C, get together with the roommates and have a discussion about what you saw just to air it, but you're not going to get any satisfaction out of this. What do you intend to do?
Drew, you giving her 127 possibilities of what to do is not an answer. I mean, what if this is a car fix-it show, and they said, it could be the clutch, could be the transmission, could be bell housing, could be slave selling.
No, you can make it so you trash it.
No more parts.
I'm not talking about parts. I'm saying you can just, it's a loss, cash it in.
That's enough.
Or you can leave it alone, or you can repair the transmitter, whatever it is.
Save your voice and your breath. What do you guys think?
I think they should talk about it. I think it could be very interesting. I'm interested in the dead mother
syndrome and the reminding.
It's bizarre, no. But here's the thing.
Brother and sister having sex means there's horrible, overt sexual abuse of them as children. That's the only way that happens. Mm-hmm. And so you had two very, very disturbed people here. The mom recently dying doesn't bear on that at all.
Right.
So that's why we think it's bogus.
Just get your cleaning deposit, pack your futon up, and get out of there. People need to know that if you have bad roommates, you got to get out of there. Mm-hmm. And people get into these things. We haven't talked about this in a while. Everyone has a bad roommate. And they get into this thing where they're like, I got half my cleaning deposit down, so I'd be out $233. And I was here, all that's not going to do you any good when this guy stabs you with a fireplace poker when you're asleep on the sofa. You know what I mean? Or drugs you, or rapes you, or does whatever horrible thing horrible roommates do on a daily basis. Just cut your losses and get out of there.
There you go.
All right. Sarah?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah. I have a question about, like, an ex-boyfriend. When we were dating, I cheated on him and with a friend, and I told him about it. Mm-hmm. And then we played it cool for a couple months, and now he's starting to get back in my life again. And it's really weird because he's, like, buying me stuff and taking me out when I'm not even asking him to, just coming over my house and...
What's your question, Sarah? Yeah. No question.
You're with a guy. You broke up, and you're getting back together.
Okay, great.
He's hot for you.
Fantastic.
I want to know if, like, he's just doing this just so that I can get back with him, and then he can, like, cheat on me.
He's not. You're the cheater.
Yeah, remember?
You're the cheater, not him.
I know, exactly. That's why.
He's the idiot going back with you.
I can't stand. I'll tell you what's wrong with this country. If you have these a-holes in England, please pipe up. The people that give you that speech about how people are trying to screw you, man, and you turn your back. Those are the people that are doing the screwing.
Right.
The people that are talking, worried about getting their stuff ripped off. They're worried about getting cheated on. They're worried about getting screwed or explaining to their kids constantly. Like, you got to throw the first punch, son, because this world's up. No, you're the a-hole. The world's fine. You're just training more a-holes.
Right.
She's just projecting.
Right? Is it the same way in England?
It's a good nation, training a-holes.
Training a-holes.
training a-holes for many years
here. This country turns out more a-holes than any other country. Sarah? With the exception of the Middle East, but that's a cultural thing.
Cannot judge. How dare you?
Impossible to judge.
Sarah, you're the cheater. He's the idiot. He wants to get back with you because he wants to have sex, bottom line. But, well, there you go. What are you going to do? That's his choice.
Well, he probably likes you and always did. You screwed up the relationship.
Does that mean anything?
No.
Does what?
It means he's desperate.
He did what?
She took his virginity.
Oh yeah, he's just
a desperate guy. He likes to have sex.
Here's what happens too: you break the guy's hymen. He thinks he gets confident. The man's hymen just holds a little thing of like testosterone and poise, and all of a sudden, pow, it breaks, and you're like, wow, hey, I can get this anywhere I want. So you step out, you look around, you get turned down for about 6 months, you put your tail between your legs, and you come back to the original. That's the way it works. So that's why he's slinking back to you, even though you screwed him over by having sex with his friend. What's wrong with you? Do you like him or not?
Well, he's a great guy. Just I'm not really good with dating, and I don't know why.
You're chaotic. Where's your dad? What'd he do? He cheat on your mom? Your mom cheat on him?
Dad's
he leave
gone.
The family?
Gone, gone,
where's
gone.
Dad?
I don't
gone.
Know where my dad is.
Right, there we
bad.
Go.
Right,
perfect.
All right, great. All males. All males are going to abandon you, so make sure you strike first. You got that?
The deal is, sir, that's exactly what
there
you're doing.
Is.
This is actually
have
a nice guy.
Life.
This is a guy you should be with, but because
can't
he's a nice guy,
it.
You can't tolerate it. You'll find it boring. You'll sabotage it. And the fact is, he's not going to leave you. Yeah,
and by the way, you cheating on him and telling him you cheated on him with his friend is a shining example of sabotage. Or whoever. The fact
whoever,
that you
Sarah,
cheated on him and told him about it when you didn't need to, and don't
sabotage.
Give me that he deserved to hear the truth BS, you're sabotaging. All right, fine. You're just going to have a string of bad relationships.
There you go.
How about a little therapy?
How dare you, Adam? How presumptuous of you.
All right, I'll tell you what. I want you to promise me you just keep doing this, all right, Sarah?
As long as you take contraception.
Yeah.
Condoms.
And then you get old, and then you get little sun blasts, and you get some wrinkles on you, and eventually you get nothing.
Don't forget the speed.
That's it, yeah. All right, Sarah, have fun. Have fun on your merry-go-round. We're going to go enjoy the world. Thanks. All right. This is what we do here. We just, people get screwed up, dad abandons, whatever. And in our society, I don't know, you guys tell me how it is. You're smart guys. come from England. They must have a different...
Well, they actually have to make it smart.
No, they actually have stupid people.
We have no emphasis
on psychology.
You have
no uneducated people. None.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We compared to this country.
Right, but here's what we do. Introspection is sort of taboo. Like, self-analysis is taboo. Now, not if you do it through a series of cassettes, not if you read a book with a bunch of pictures in it, or not if you watch Dr. Phil, that's fine. But actually doing the work, like somebody like Sarah over here, her dad abandoned her, she's scarred, she's not aware of it, she's acting out, she's going to continue to act out. She needs to do a little work on herself in order to stop this cycle, but she won't do it, and society won't ask her to do it.
Any acknowledgement that your thought processes, your volition, or your desires are under the influence other than some sort of personal free will, unacceptable. You're not allowed to look at that.
Right.
So to look at the fact that she's caught in this cycle of abusive relationship or abandoning relationships, impossible, because that's sort of somehow ruptures the taboo.
Right. And what about in England? Is it different? Is there such a taboo around it?
I don't think so. I think people, it's a strange way of communicating that people have in England. You normally have to sort of, you know, there's like the manly talk where people will eventually start talking about.
Would somebody, like, I'll give you for instance, there's no way one of our leaders from this country would say, I'm in therapy right now.
Right. I took 10 years of therapy before I got on my political career. It was the best thing I ever
everyone
did.
Had therapy.
No, they don't really do therapy. They do like sort of
advice
counseling.
No, they wouldn't
gurus.
Admit it.
Gurus.
Yeah.
No one actually does the actual work.
Well, nobody is in any position of power.
Right.
And it would be considered a weakness if you were to admit that. Somehow, you know, by the way, you could sit around and you could beat the Bible all you wanted.
You could never say you had a therapist. Sort of guru and pound on drums and study Eastern philosophy. That's good.
Yeah, well, that's a Hollywood thing. You couldn't do it. You couldn't, you know, George Bush couldn't do that.
No, right.
Every president we have talks about the Bible, but they never talk about therapy.
Or human behavior.
Right.
Human psyches.
Right. You know, I was thinking of... Earlier today, I thought, wouldn't it be nice if the president says, look, we should, you know, we got to focus on global warming and terrorism and the economy and the gross national product. We also need to put a little emphasis on being happy. How about it, people? Let's have a good time while we're here.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be nice? It'd
be interesting.
I'd be cool with it. Mm-hmm. We just, everyone. And by the way, have a good
George,
day.
George, Adam Kroll is cool with this. Why don't you try this out?
Tell Bush I'm cool with it. Tell him the Ace Man. Give it the big thumbs up. So here's a question. More therapists per capita in London than in, New York, Los Angeles?
No.
They believe you're supposed to work things out for yourself, but it doesn't seem like they act out as much as we do.
No, they don't.
No, they're more reserved. You guys just beat yourselves up, which we like.
And other people.
And other people, you know, soccer games and stuff that. All right.
It's part of the culture.
Let's hear a song.
Cool.
Yes, sure.
I'm cool with that.
You all right?
I'm cool.
Why don't you hawk something up while we're doing
it? It's tight.
It's tight? How about I give you a vapor rub?
Nice.
Yeah. All right. Get out the Vicks. I'm going to give you a nice vapor rub. Keen is in studio tonight. I'm going to hear something off Hopes and Fears. And you queued up there, Michelle? Oh, wait a minute. I don't know what the name of the song is. This one's called Somewhere Only We Know.
Pathway like the back of my hand. I felt the earth beneath my feet. Sat by the river and it made me complete. Oh, simple thing, where have you gone? I'm getting old and I need something to rely on. So tell me, gonna let me in. I'm getting tired and I need somewhere to begin. I came across
There you go, everyone. Keen. Tim and Tom, both here from the band. Hopes and Fears, the name of the CD. A very lovely song. Made me think a little of Ben Folds 5.
Huh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I like that Ben Folds 5. Yeah. We will, guys are going to be playing at the Acoustic Christmas, the mother station out here, K-Rock's Acoustic Christmas, coming up 1 week from Saturday on the 11th. And good. I'm going to look forward to seeing them.
We'll take a break.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, Drew, who? Who are we talking?
Murray. Now? Murray.
Germany or Florida?
What you want.
We're going to play a rousing round.
In the next segment, at least, we'll do Germany,
Germany Florida. And all that after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Keen in studio tonight. Tim and Tom. Both
Hello.
Here
Hello.
From the band, and so well-mannered. They're going to try to slide in some English slang that they couldn't say if they were on the radio in their beloved England. And I like that because to me it's sort of it's cursing even if it's not technically against the FCC
yes.
in this country.
Strangely, the words they might slip out are completely forbidden by the FCC. It would be fine in England.
Right. Good. Mm. All right. So please try to work in buggered or a bullocks or
bloody.
Bloody, I think you get to do over yeah, there.
We can use rhyming slang as well. Has that made it over here yet?
Really?
No, we have a thing in London called Cockney rhyming slang, which is like an old English thing where it's just like a rhyme. I don't know how it ever
got like we have this, like, there once was a man from right. Nantucket.
That's
you know that one? I'll tell it to you during the break. Yeah, all right. Well, if you want to rhyme, you know, however you want to curse, it's fine. Just please curse. That's all. All right, Drew, who are we speaking to?
Mari. Come on, come on.
I want to play Germany or Florida.
All right, go.
All right, here's how this works, fellas. Well, you guys, being from Europe, know how effed up Germany is and all those nut jobs are. Here, we have our own little slice of Germany. It's called Florida. And we figured out that every bizarre story, you know, I'm not talking about just your garden variety bank robberies or murders. I'm talking about cutting your toes off and smoking them kind of stories, you know.
Mm.
Those the sex with the goats kind of stuff, the crazy stuff. Either Germany or Florida is where the story comes from. So people call in, they tell us the story, and then we have to guess. Is it Germany or is it Florida? You know, we're about 90%. Stacey?
Things are sick and twisted.
Oh, it's our theme song. You guys may want to cover this at the Acoustic Christmas.
Both of them have got these. Guaranteed not the Boria, Germany, or Florida.
Stacey?
Yeah?
Here we go. What's up, baby doll? Give us a question.
Nothing. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. A man with a strange obsession of birds arrived in a public park with a bird on a leash and a collar. Witnesses say the man then proceeded to pin the bird down on its back and rub his penis up and down the bird's chest.
Wow.
Policemen saw him and ran over, shouting for the man to stop. Startled, the man let go of the bird. The bird then bit his testicles, resulting in one of the man's testicles being halfway torn off.
Well, first of all,
yeah, wonderful.
What a story.
For the bird, too.
Well done, Stacey.
Yeah.
This is a paradigm.
Yeah.
A watershed in the Germany or Florida story, as we've heard.
Wow, it's tough. Animal abuse,
but hang on.
You think Germany.
My instincts tell me Germany.
Me too. Germany has a lot of public places, public gathering, when people gather and stand up on soapboxes and do things.
Plus, cops yell the stop. Here, you just feel something on the back of your head while you're humping the bird. That happened to me.
Not only that, in what... Any public place in the United States, you find a cop that will respond.
No. I mean, yeah, you're not going to find any cops.
No, I don't think it's even that unusual in Germany, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, we've seen a lot of that.
Do you have a name for it?
Bird wanking.
Pigeon poker.
There we are. Go on in.
Pigeon poker.
Yeah.
It's encouraged.
Yeah, it is. And there's statues in the town square and everything. It's gone on for centuries. It's an age-old tradition.
Started with King Ludwig.
The cop didn't even want to...
Pigeons flock there.
One of his ceilings, the pigeon paintings in Neuschwanstein. It's,
oh, really?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Oh, the cop wasn't even trying to stop him. He just usually used two birds, and he broke some sort of code.
It was all the right, leash.
So we go in...
We're going Germany.
We're going Germany? Everyone's going Germany. Stacey?
Yeah, it's Germany.
Yeah. I don't know why. I mean, you would just think effed up is effed up no matter what side of the ocean you were on. But for some reason, the German ones feel very German, and the Florida ones feel very Floridian.
That,
yes,
the cultural just bleeds out.
Yeah,
you can't take that Floridian culture out of behavior.
No, but it's weird. It's not, you know, it's not like Florida is all, oh, while attending a Jimmy Buffett concert, the guy choked on a papaya.
Right.
It's not that.
Right.
You know,
it's not alligators.
Usually,
not alligators.
Yeah,
snakes,
they don't involve
mosquitoes.
Snakes or alligators. They don't involve that kind of stuff. They're just usually straightforward guys doing something weird to something, but they have a flavor to them. And it was immediately German.
It's true. It's usually guys doing this stuff.
Oh, guys are always doing something.
Rarely a woman. I don't know.
Women don't do anything. And once in a while, a guy enlists a woman's help.
Yes, yes.
In doing something weird to
right.
a bird.
And that's Florida.
And then that's Florida.
Mm, that's Florida.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And that's how you play Germany or Florida. All right, let's talk to...
let's talk to Mari real quick.
Mari?
Yeah.
All right.
And then we're going to talk to...
Mari?
Hey, what's up?
You're 18?
Yes.
What's up?
Okay, my question is for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
I've been hearing everywhere that if a guy sits in a jacuzzi long enough or takes a hot shower, that he can have sex without a condom and not worry about getting the chick pregnant. Is that true?
Mari, completely untrue. Please, dear God, if you have friends that are claiming that or using that technique, set them straight.
All right.
There may be, you spend a few hours in a 120-degree jacuzzi, you may affect the sperm's sort of potency, but you cannot rely on it as being contraceptive. No way.
All right.
Really? All right.
And why? If this is based on the theory that your testicles are outside
yeah,
of your
they,
body,
they
so it's
sort of.
By the way,
Mari, you should understand this, that the sperm that's going to go inside you is actually inside the male behind his prostate in something called the seminal vesicles. They're not even in his testes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
The testes is producing new sperm that it'll package and send up into the seminal vesicles for next week.
Are you a real doctor or just a love doctor?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So the whole thing
seminal
is,
vesicles. Yeah. It's the name of the next Keen album, by the way.
It could be, yeah.
You could do worse than seminal vesicles.
Seminal album.
Right. All right, so what is it? So is everything inside your body like 98.5 degrees or whatever the temperature reads?
Well, no, your testicles are a little cooler. That's why.
Well, your
that
testicles
way.
Are a little bit cooler.
Yeah.
What do you think mine go at coming off?
Well, it depends if the if you're out like walking near in the cold. I mean, your testes
right.
are going to take on the ambient temperature because they're so far from your body.
Right. Yeah. Mine hang down pretty low.
Yeah. And if you walk on like an ice, I'd imagine they'll just get
mine
the
just
ice,
dragging on the ice.
Yeah. Get the ice temperature.
Right. All right. But if it's actually, that's more a warm weather thing for me.
Yes. Yes. Right.
Cold weather. They
move
like
up.
Like landing gear going right in the belly of a plane. I don't even know I have them.
Right. Not your test. Not anymore.
Penis starts
not
worrying.
Anymore.
Where'd the test? Shh. I have to talk the penis out of the underpants. Don't worry.
Well,
sweetie.
That's been there
they'll
forever.
Be back. Yeah. I got to get them out. I hold my nose and blowing like that. No, they come up in you when it's cold, right? Because why? Why do they come up when it's cold if they want to stay cool?
It gets too cold.
Too cold.
You
got to,
What
are the tests? So is everything that's in you your what the thermometer says?
Yes, pretty much.
So
yes.
Inside, I cut you open. Wherever I cut you open, you're about 98, 99.
That's right.
And then your testicles, they change, but they're trying a couple, 10 degrees cooler? Trying to stay out there,
much.
Stay cooler?
Yeah.
Why not just work out the sperm? You know what I mean? I'm talking about God now.
Yeah.
I'm saying we have to make a separate sack that gets, gets smashed on the handlebars of the bike and you sit on, turn blue, get punched, get kneed. How about just making working the sperm out so it can sit up in you?
Oh, making the sperm better, making the sperm more able to tolerate the heat.
Yeah, why do we need that? You know, why? I don't need my sack. It's a burden. If
maybe
you think about
forgot
it.
About it till the last minute. You know, he designed everything, and then he got to the last minute and thought, hang on, how are they going to reproduce?
I would put the sack off, too, if I was the Almighty. You know what I mean? I'd be like,
he clearly didn't give it a lot of thought.
Hey, God, when are you getting the sack? I'm working on the nostrils. I'm working ears. I would
Adam,
keep putting the sack off,
clearly,
and now it's too late.
Aesthetic design was not a priority.
No, it was not.
No.
I'm just saying, guys could do without one. I mean, just a big picture, you know? It's nothing but heartache, the sack.
Really,
and God knows women can't stand it.
The biology is so complicated that the forces, the sort of chemical forces, biochemical forces, biological forces that result in the thing that is the processing of sperm and creation of sperm is such so amazing and so complex.
Right.
It had to evolve the way it did. That's the bottom line.
The the premise with the jacuzzi is that the sack is exposed to the warm. Hot water, yeah. But you're saying that sperm is not the one that's going to get you.
Right. It's not going in you anyway.
That one's already in the
packaged.
Chamber.
It's in the chamber ready to be released.
The clip is in the jacuzzi, but this one's already been chambered.
That's right.
Yeah, that's gun talk. You guys don't have guns over there, Nathan. We got guns here. Everything's gun talk. Drew, show them your guns. Drew brings guns into the studio. All right. Well, where are we going now?
Line 3.
Michelle?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Michelle?
Yes.
You're 20?
I am.
I don't want to talk about her yeast infections, Drew.
Right. Want to talk about uncircumcised penises?
No.
That's good for European guys.
It is. But I also want to play a little Aces Ranchero accordion countdown. This is another huge game. I can't believe this hasn't made it over the pond yet. We have something out here.
These guys look a little bit nervous.
Where is he going now? What is about
I couldn't believe
happen.
There was only one round of Germany or Florida. I thought
Don't worry. We dedicate the entire second hour to it.
Aces Ranchero countdown. No good. You don't like that game.
Here's the thing. You guys don't have Ranchero music in England. That reason enough to stay in England. It really is. We have the worst music ever over here. It's called Ranchero music.
Is that... There was a Simpsons where they had a song called Canyonero. Is that
That's yes. I do mean about the car.
Yeah.
No, that was not Ranchero.
Is that the same
stuff?
This is
Mexican music.
This is...
Right.
That, right.
That was sort of Western music.
Take the worst that Papa has to offer and then get it drunk... And
a mariachi band.
And then
a guitar.
And then pluck out its ears with a sharp pencil. And when you do that, you have ranchero music.
Does it have banjos?
No. You're right. That is a way to make it worse. And I know they're always looking for a way to deprove it. But I'm going to suggest banjos at the next meeting.
That'd be incredible.
I don't think it could get any worse. But the cornerstone of ranchero music is the accordion. Very bad accordion. It is.
It's not bad. It's actually incredibly skillful, but sounds bad.
Skillfully bad. And the point is we play a random ranchero song. We come in the middle of it, at the end, at the beginning, a random section of a random ranchero song, and we guess how long before the accordion kicks in. So, Drew, you want to get started?
1 second.
1 second, Drew says, before we hear accordion. You can go immediate. Sometimes we come in, it's just going. All right, Tom.
Well, I have no idea, but this is a shot in the dark. Four seconds.
Four seconds. That's very solid. That's very solid. Tim?
Nine.
That's bold.
Bold, yeah.
Adam?
How condescending are we to 3 seconds? Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Oh, that was so good.
You named a number.
Talented. Have you played before?
Nice shot. Well done.
Wonderful. All right. Let's see. We got four. We got nine. It's tough. I'm thinking, do I go between
it's either six or four? It's either six or immediate. That's your bet.
All right. I can't take your hand out, Drew. I'm going three.
Okay.
What do you think about that? All right. Now we'll count
that's
you down.
That's just annoying.
You ready, Michelle?
Yeah.
All right.
Three,
where are we, Drew?
Two, one,
go.
Tengo a decirle a la que no me supo amar que chingue a su madre.
Eight seconds. Tim had 9 seconds, everybody. Wow.
Oh, well done.
Well done, Tim. That was really clever.
Have you played?
I've been practicing. I've been practicing for weeks.
That's not an accident. It's not a coincidence. You know, just stroll in off the plane and come within. Well, we say a second. It was probably tenths of a second.
I happen to be something of a devotee of Ranchero.
Can you cover this song next album, maybe?
Yeah. This is one of ours.
There's no guitars.
Actually, yeah, they're covering a Keane song. There it is. The most annoying music ever. Should I do a recreation of my construction site?
Yes.
Okay, let me set the scene. I've been rebuilding, doing a major remodel on a house for going on about month 19. Every morning I wake up to the sounds of ranchero music with me and my Hispanic brethren packed into the garage doing their thing. I usually come down, I'm in a horrible mood because I go to bed at 2:30 and I wake up at 8:15 and this music is blaring.
Here we go.
Here's what the conversation sounds like every morning. Oswaldo, I told you to use a notch trowel on the stucco. You got you can't put the brown coat on first. It's brown coat, then color coat, then you put. Would someone shut that music? Shut it off! Shut it!
That's what it sounds like every single morning at my house. Yes,
because when that stuff is playing before you've had your coffee, and you're already in a bad mood, and you're trying to explain. And by the way, there's no thinking that can go on with that music being played. I say, you know, we do that. There's a lot of like psychological warfare and stuff that goes on when we do battle with these other guys. We start pumping in ranchero music.
Oh, yeah.
The enemy becomes microwaves. Disoriented. Microwaves. They become, no, just ranchero music. Okay. That's all we need, Drew.
I'm just saying, I just realized that ranchero not only makes me think of New England in the winter, but a nice blustery day in London, too.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah. I've seen, the fog rolling
outside
in.
Outside the Hyde Park there.
Big band in the background. Oh, yeah.
I just hear it playing
the
background.
This is a soundtrack to it. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, I do think England, yeah. Yeah, just after World War II, doughboys walking around, beautiful women riding bicycles. Yes, a baker's just brought a big basket of bread. This is the music you hear behind that. Yeah, Drew, you paint an exquisite
picture. It's amazing. It really is.
All right, turn it down. I'm going to kill myself. That is Ace's Ranchero Accordion Countdown, and Tim. Less than a second off. And you know, we stopped it at 8, but really, it could have been 8.5, could have been 9. I mean, you could have been dead nuts on.
Well, what can I say?
Well, I really don't say anything. Just really sit back and enjoy.
Take it in.
Enjoy this moment. Because there will be other rounds, my friend. And I guarantee
we
will be back. Yeah. Yes, we will have our
day. Do you think that was like a super experimental Ranchero track? That was like the sort of...
That was a cutting edge Ranchero song?
It's like, I'll tell you what, we're not going to have accordion for 8 seconds. Yeah. The sort of deathly silence in the studio.
Right, well, what you missed is the guy was taking a break because he just did a 4-minute jam. And he's just pouring a little water on the accordion, cooling it off. So that's what they... 8 seconds where we came in right at the end of the green grass and high tides free-flowing jam. The song's too old for everybody. All right, we'll take a little break. Keen in studio tonight. We'll be right back after this. Buddy, Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Tim and Tom here both tonight from the band Keen.
Yeah. Drew's stop chewing out. I'm done. I'm good. Mm. By the way, the Abba Zabba Company should be, or the Annabelle Candy Company who makes Abba Zabba, should be like...
They should be bigger than they are?
No, they should be raining this candy down upon us for the amount of mentions you've done for them.
Well, you brought it up. Abba Zabba, by the way, is delightful. It's a taffy with like sweet peanut butter inside of it, and it seems like a bizarre mix, but man, does it work. You guys have Abba Zabbas in England?
No, I don't think so. No.
Look at the crazy label. It says the Yellow Cab Company should also be paying us a bill.
Yeah.
We have a very different selection of chocolate.
What do you have? What's different?
Everything's made by Cadbury's.
The chocolate in Britain is, to be honest, is absolutely fantastic. compared to anywhere else in the world.
Is there anything... you've not been to Mexico, my friend. They make a wonderful candy. It's blocks of sugar carved in the shape of a cactus with a guy napping on his lips. You've not had brown, raw sugar in its pure form sitting out. Okay. And what do you have? What's here? What do you have here that you don't? In-N-Out Burgers? Hershey bars. Is there anything you like here?
I'm looking forward to hearing you.
Certainly In-N-Out Burger.
We can give you some tips.
Yeah, no, I call it In-N-Out Burger. Because the trouble in Britain is that nowhere does a good burger, really.
Really?
No.
You ever had Tommy's?
Tommy's?
Mm. You can do Tommy's. You can do Fat Burger out here. Fat Burger. You guys eat burger? You like burgers?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
All right. Do yourself a Fat Burger favor and get some of that tomorrow.
Tommy's?
Yeah, Tommy's is good.
You like chili? Oof.
You like chili?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of chili.
Tommy's.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's a deal.
Yeah. I'm going to steer him toward the Fat Burger.
I'm saying Tommy's.
We're in San Francisco tomorrow, so.
Oh, really?
Fat Burger probably up there.
I don't know if
San
they have that
not
out
known
there.
For its burgers.
No, you get some Chinese and some Japanese. How
some
about
fish.
Some of that?
Ton of In-N-Outs up there.
Get some Chinese up there. Yeah, they probably have an In-N-Out up there.
Mm.
Yeah. All right. And what do they have hot dogs in England?
It's not quite the same.
No, we tend to do everything. We just copy America when it comes to that sort of thing, but we don't do it quite as well.
Yeah.
So you get a sort of imitation version. Right. I'll tell you what I really like over here is when you get milkshakes that are, you know, they're like just sort of that lovely ice cream with lots of bits of cookie dough. And
yeah.
Whereas in England, it's just like a glass of pink milk.
No, that wouldn't. No,
they dispense out of an ice cream machine. It's just soft ice cream with a straw.
Exactly, yeah. It's just an excuse to eat lots of ice cream. Basically.
Yeah, you have to actually suck your liver up in your mouth trying to get the thing out.
They don't put ice in the drinks out there either, do they?
Nope.
No, it's just sort of luke. Well, I'm with that. Although I do like I like my beer cold, but maybe that's something I just got used to. Yeah. All right. So you got the Cadbury. We got the In-N-Out burger. It's a push.
Here we go.
All right. Ready to go. Here we go.
Break it down.
All right. I don't want to talk to you.
Well, then pick one then.
I'm going to talk to Abby over here. Abby?
Hey.
Hey, 17. What's up?
Can I say something first? I love your show, and I've been listening to it since I was 14. Oof. And you are so good on the Man Show. The new Man Show was crap, and I'm so glad they canceled it.
Thank you.
You and Jimmy were awesome. And Dr. Drew, you're awesome, too.
Thanks, Abby.
All right.
Don't leave me out.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
Abby.
Okay, there's this guy, and I've known him since I was in grade school. I've known him since probably, kindergarten. And we've never really noticed each other that much, but we were always kind of like, we always like talked on the playground and stuff and hung out and all the way through middle school. And now I don't go to his high school. I'm going to go to a school in Guthrie. I'm going to go to Job Corps.
Job Corps. Hold on. Let me explain something. Job Corps is
American for?
It's sort of prison.
Yeah.
It's basically, it's what we do with screwed up kids who we don't want to send to juvenile hall.
Well, it's the alternative to the military, basically.
Yeah, but there's a little more if you screwed up too many times. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Ball stool, we call it, Aaron.
What do you call it?
Ball stool. I don't know why.
Wow. I'd rather go do the Job Corps thing than the ball stool thing. Abby?
I'm sorry. It's
what happened? What'd you do? Get busted for drugs or something?
No, it's nothing like that.
How'd you end up with Job Corps?
Well, see, when I was 13, I moved to Norman, and there was this guy here, my first boyfriend, and he was kind of stalking me, and that's not the question I wanted to ask you anyways, but he was stalking me, and I had to move to Norman, and
Just get to the part where you stabbed a teacher.
I didn't stab a teacher. I got in with the wrong crowd.
All right, we got it.
All right.
And they got in with the wrong crowd, too.
I turned into a little goth chick, so.
Yeah, all right.
So what's going on now? What's the question?
It's a juvenile delinquency with no real rap sheet. It's just they need to be straightened out.
What's the question? What is the question?
So we give them a rake and we send them to the hills.
What's the question?
Oh, in Germany rules.
Abby.
I'm German and Italian.
5 seconds.
All right, hold on. I like when people get they get real pompous about their culture. I'm German and Italian. I'm not graduating high school, and I'll be chained to a Mexican chick, and we'll be cutting a fire trail. But I'm German and Italian.
Proud of it.
Yeah, you may be. I don't think they are.
Ranchero is the soundtrack of my life. I like rubbing myself against birds.
Abby is... we'll get to Abby.
All right, we'll
Abby's
come back,
had a tough life, hence the Job Corps. Keen in studio tonight. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline, madam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Tim and Tom here tonight. Oh, everyone should just have those one-syllable names that start with the same letter.
Spelled right.
So much easier. Tim and Tom in here from Keene. Barely any syllables. You know what I mean? Two names in a band, and only like three syllables, right?
No guitars.
Traveling light. We'll hear something else from Keene. Hopes and Fears is the name of the CD. And then what's their next one going to be called? Next CD?
Seminal Vesicles. Is that right?
Tim and Tom.
No, I was thinking of the Seminal Vesicles.
Oh.
Yeah, Seminal Vesicles, yeah.
Maybe we could do a twist on it, call it Seminal Vehicles.
Yeah, something. Seminal Strong.
Just seems like
and people will respect it, and they'll think they'll do that thing where they're scared to ask what it means, but they'll nod their head a lot. And that's what you want as a band. All right, we got to get back to Abby. Abby is 16. She's 17, pardon me. She's calling from Oklahoma.
Going to Job Corps.
Going to Job Corps.
17 today.
17 today.
Happy birthday.
And going to Job Corps. What? When are you leaving for Job Corps?
I'm leaving tomorrow.
Okay.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
Here's basically when you have a kid, here's the list that first you got college at the top, and then below it you have the service, you have Navy, and then junior college, and then Job Corps.
Uh-huh.
And then
jail.
Junior college, jail, then Job Corps.
Okay.
No. Gay porn, junior college, yeah, then Job Corps. Right.
All right,
then DJ. How dare you, sir? Okay, so you're leaving to do that, and it says here that you had sex with a buddy who's going into the Navy.
Yeah.
And he's engaged.
He didn't tell me he was engaged.
But you found out
after
the event.
Yeah.
And what's the question about this?
He had his ring off. And
what's the question, Abby?
Yeah.
What's your question?
My question is, he says that he wants to get the ring back from her and give it to me.
All right.
He wants to be with me, and
Well, wait, now, when's he leaving? And then when's
talking
he
about romantic?
Yeah, when's
are
he
supposed to get
out?
A new ring? By the way,
but the messed up thing is that before he gets the ring back, he wants to decide if he still wants to be with me by doing it again.
Oh, yeah, this guy's all class.
I got the same policy, too, by the way.
When is he shipping out?
As soon as he graduates.
Let me check my senior chart here.
It should be
he's calling
June,
from Norman,
June
13th. Oklahoma. Let me check the last name. I believe he spells that with a K. Yeah, June 17th, 2005, Drew, at about noon. Well, okay. I have my chart doesn't break it down in the minutes between noon and 1.
He'll be shipping out.
That's
then.
A Tuesday.
All right, good.
Okay, so
well,
after that, he'll
nice
be
of her to so clear for us.
Okay, fantastic. All right, thanks for being so specific, Abby.
And you're leaving tomorrow for Job Corps. How are you going to maintain a relationship? Are you staying home while you work at Job Corps?
No, you can't.
No, you go away.
I'm going to live there in a dorm. And my mom made sure he was on the visiting list because my mom loves him so much.
Yeah.
And because we've known each other for so long. And he pronounced his love for me at a school carnival when I was 12.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Hold on a second, Abby. First off, your mother is not the world's keenest judge, pardon the pun, of character. Yeah, let's just look at your dad. Use him as an example.
There you go.
Where's he?
My dad?
Yeah. Bad guy? Yeah. Guess who picked him out? Your mom.
Yeah.
All right, so she's 0 for 1, possibly 2, if you want to work the stepdad into the equation.
Yeah.
No,
so
there's no stepdad.
We already don't...
They've been married for 25 years.
Well, your dad, there's still the picture.
Really?
Yeah.
Alcoholic?
No, they don't They don't drink.
What's he do? Oh, he just does the heroin?
No, he doesn't do any drugs.
No drugs?
He's an Army, he's a military brat.
Are you a Mormon?
What? Am I Mormon? No.
Drew, what happened that you're going into the Job Corps, though? Your parents are still together? What's wrong with your dad?
Wrong crowd.
Something wrong with your dad?
My parents are just, they just don't want me home anymore. And
my parents didn't want me home either, but they couldn't send me to Job Corps.
Like, you're 17. They told me yesterday, you're 17 tomorrow, and... we've been getting you enrolled without you knowing, and you're enrolled now, and you're going.
Wow.
And I'm like, what if that's not what I want to do?
I'm going to do that with my dad now. You're 71. I've been putting this off as long as I can, but I can't ignore it anymore, old man. I got to get your ass off the sofa before. But it's pretty soon you're not going to be able to swing that pick. I got to get you out there clearing that fire trail. All right, Abby's super white trashy, but lucid.
Yeah, parents not
got some energy.
Trying to help her. It sounds like.
But the guy,
all you
got to
do is not
there.
Sleep with this guy again, and you'll see if he's really into it.
Yeah, no sleeping with him. And plus, he's going to ship out. You know, and plus,
going to
you're
going to
meet. You're going to meet tons and tons of eligible felons in Job Corps. You're not going to want to be tied up. Believe you me. You're going to be these guys with the teardrop tattoos. I mean, the list goes on and on. Mm-hmm. All right. All right. And you're staying in you stay in like bunks over there, like in dorms?
They're dorms. They're not
right.
They're like college dorms.
I'm sure, Ritz Carlton.
There's
sure
some hot sex that goes on at those things. And you know why? Because these are, you know, here's what you have. Here's what you normally have. You either have the studious types who go off to college and live in a dorm, in which case there's some good sex going on, but just not that much because they're the nerds and the geeks and the whatever. You get Job Corps, you got the salt of the earth, and they're in a dorm. You know what I mean? I mean, you got
they're all
kids
in a closed space.
You average loss of virginity 11 years, 2.5 months, and now they're all in the dorm. I mean, they're like, at 17, they're seasoned sexual veterans. There's nothing but debauchery going on. Have you ever toured one? You open the door, tidal wave of semen wash you down the road.
See,
tidal
what
wave.
Happened to you?
Tidal wave.
Wow.
That's what happened to my hair.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Tidal wave, bro. Pow. I will open it and step aside.
I just thought Bunk's that was talc out. You always use.
No.
It was dried semen.
No, it's not dried.
Oh.
Who said it was dry?
Oh.
Yeah. Well, it's only dry during a couple months out of the summer. Semen fire season. Oh, yes. Burns like napalm. You don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
No, you don't want to know. You thought, as a doctor, you think, you know. No, you don't want to know. Mm-mm. You can't handle it. All right, Abby, don't have sex with the guy.
Don't have sex. If he's into you, he'll be around. And if he's into you, even when you're not having sex, that says something.
I'm not done. I can't get over Job Corps yet.
All right.
I want to know what she's going to be doing there. Abby, what are you going to be doing? What's your training going to be at Job Corps?
You're going to make fun of me, and you're going to go into a whole other...
You might as well activate it, Abby.
That's exactly why I'm coming back to you, so go ahead.
It's culinary arts.
Oh. Well, that's not bad. It doesn't involve a shovel or anything.
Job Corps doing culinary arts? That sounds weird.
Let me explain culinary arts. You got the chip beef.
Yeah.
This is the toast. You take the ladle. Pfft, right. There you go. You got that, sweetie pea? And put the hairnet on. Let's go. Mach Chanel. Prisoners need to be fed. That's culinary arts. It's like, you know, sanitation director.
Right.
So it's garbage.
Institutional culinary arts.
Right. Abby?
Uh-huh.
So you're going to be learning, learning to cook?
Yeah, I already know how to cook, but it's, my mom just, she's like, it'll improve your cooking skills, and then you can move to California, and we'll never have to see you again.
Oh, that was the subtext, but she didn't actually say that.
No, she said it.
Really? We'll never have to see you again.
Those were her words.
Yeah.
Wow.
We'll never have to see you again.
Yeah.
No.
They sound really nice.
No.
No way.
She may have been thinking that, but she didn't say it.
Oh, no, she said it. She means.
Why? Why would your own mom hate you so much?
My parents just hate me so much. I'm not adopted. I am their child.
Well, why? But why are you so angry with the whole goth thing and everything? What's going on?
With the whole goth thing?
Yeah, you said you were a goth before. Yeah, that's when you're angry, dress in black.
I don't dress in black anymore. I have my own style. It's not.
What
like,
was the anger all about, Abby? That's what we're asking.
Yeah.
Who were you angry at?
The anger, it's just, it wasn't really anger. I just had no self-esteem.
Okay. All right, well, you're not going to get any by having sex with this sailor.
This guy that I'm talking about, he says he also wants to sleep with me again because he wants me to have his kid.
Okay.
And I'm not ready for that.
Thank you.
Here's my
plan. Saved us all.
He goes to Iraq, takes some friendly fire, and we bury him at 18. That's my plan. That's my plan for him. You go off and cook yourself into a beautiful gig at like the Ritz Carlton out here in sunny California, and you don't have kid. Your first kid, you're 28 years old.
And you rid yourself of those awful parents.
That's right. All right. Oh, true. It's going to be great when your daughter starts hating you.
Hmm.
I already set the clock. You got about.
I don't think.
About,
I think
about 2 years.
It's going to be towards my wife. I think I'm going to be.
Oh no,
okay.
She's going to hate your wife. No, she's going to hate your wife. She's going to start hating about 8 months.
She'll only hate me when I don't let her do things.
She turn on you when you don't side with her
right,
about
right.
what goes on
right,
with the wife.
Right.
That'll be in about 2 years.
Oh no, that's already started.
My sister hated, she hated my dad, my mom, my stepdad, like the neighbor's dad. She had every dad on the street. She had enough dad hate to go around. Women, you know, guys, you know what guys do? Guys, they play Pop Warner football or baseball, you know, Little League baseball for a few years.
They
discover masturbating about 13, and that's it. They never want to see you again. It's locked in the room. You got a computer in there, VCR. They're done. You're done. You never have to see them again.
Right.
Women, they just seethe. They just, it's hatred. Mm-hmm. Can't stand their parents. What is that? They end up loving them later on in life, but you have a good 10 years where they can't stand you. You're embarrassing. They're angry. You're not doing enough. What is that, Drew? What's up with women? Give pops a break. All right, where are we going? Monica? Monica? We want to hear another Keane song,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Yeah. We can take a call and hear another Keane song.
Well, maybe Keane wants to hear a Keane song. Does Keane want to hear a Keane song?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not?
All right.
See that, Drew?
How about that?
I can tell the band's posture when they're looking to hear some of their
own
music.
How about this is the last time?
Yeah, that's a good one.
No, okay.
I was not planning on playing that one.
I thought we were doing a who's on first kind of bit here. All right, this is... Oh, well, we got to let Michelle cue up, yes?
She's
cue ready. Is different here. Cue means get ready in the... in the CD as opposed to a formal
line.
Line
it up.
Yeah. Although I do, that is one good English thing, the cue,
well,
the line,
cue.
Forming the cue forming at the left or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. The cue is much better than line. All right, you ready to rock? Yeah, a little something from Keane. This is the last time.
This is the last time that I will say these words. I remember the first time.
buddy. A little band called Keen, Tim and Tom, here tonight. They're going to be playing another good song from Keen. Fantastic music. Beautiful piano playing, Tim.
Thank you very much.
The got to be smart. Can't play the piano unless you're smart. You got to be smart or retarded. There's no in between. There's no average intelligent guy who plays wonderful piano. He's either a savant, he's all cringles and mangled, or he's just a smart guy. And I'm guessing Tim, smart. Yes, Tim?
Retarded.
Retarded, really?
No.
You know, I like to think so, but maybe I'm delusional as well.
No. That's a big word. You couldn't come up with that if you weren't a genius. They're going to be, Keen's going to be at the Acoustic Christmas put on by the mother station over here, K-Rock. Drew and I will be there. Be prepared to run into Drew and him not to remember you, by the way.
I'll remember your names.
Tim and Tom.
I know.
We changed them to be memorable.
That is how pathetic.
You know what we need? You know what we're going to need, Drew? This ends up happening all the time. You go to these things. We talk to every band over the course of the year, and then we see them all at the show. And then you get a little drunk, and you know, they blindside you. It's one thing when you spot somebody first, and your mind can focus a little. And you can go, that's that. Okay, that's Blink 182. That's Tom from Blink. But it's another thing when they tap you on the shoulder and you turn around, and then you feel like an a-hole because they're rock stars. You're supposed to know their people wait in line after the show to get their autographs. You're supposed to know their name. Mm-hmm. Drew, here's what I suggest. In American football, we have these little quarterbacks where these cheat sheets. There are these things. There's wristbands. I got all the plays. I got all this stuff lined up. Mm-hmm. Like, you could have a little sign. It could just be K. I don't know if that works. We'll do Keen.
I need a little picture of them, too.
Oh, see? Okay, yeah.
Here's what Ann ought to give us, a little sort of bibliography, a photo bibliography of the people we've seen in the last 2 years. So
right.
I'd study it before I go to the show.
Yeah, like you'd study that.
I'd at least review. No. It's embarrassing enough, I would.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what you do? You just pretend you're really high like I do.
Pretend.
Hold on, let me clean that up.
You don't pretend.
You get really high, and then you're like, dude, I'm so effed up. You know what I mean? And then they don't take anything personally. Right. And then, by the way, you can you can do anything you want to them. You know what I mean? It's all under the umbrella
of being effed up. So when you grab the nuts, it's no big deal.
It is.
A little embarrassing.
It's still going to be a big deal. Yeah, but they don't hold it against you. Monica?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah. What's up?
Hi. Hey, yeah, I was just wondering. I just recently started taking using the patch, the new birth control.
Right.
And I was just wondering how effective it is, because I've been starting my period like 2 or 3 weeks into like the patches.
That's just mid-cycle bleeding. That doesn't mean anything. That has no implications in terms of its effectiveness.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be completely fine.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not going to get pregnant or anything like that.
No, it's very effective.
What about the testosterone patch I've been hearing about for the ladies? Jumpstart the libido.
Yeah, that's really for menopausal and that kind of thing.
Oh, it is.
Or after pregnancy sometimes they use it.
Hmm.
There's a lot of changes in terms of the circulating levels of sex hormones. There's something called sex hormone binding globulin, which is a protein that binds testosterone. And
got some of that in my hamper.
Yeah. Oh, you got that. Your hamper is a sex hormone binding globulin.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Or globule.
It's
in your
case. Wicker binding globulin.
And it's a very complicated biology, but they think that in some cases using testosterone can help. Some women, it shuts them down sexually.
What do you think the effect, and I don't know what's going on in the UK with all, here we got the Viagra and the Cialis, and we're going nuts with all this sort of stuff, and before, it just used to be Dr. Dong's Wang Hardener, you know, and he'd buy the back of a magazine.
Pancreas and
they'd say, you dip some yarn into this, you can drive it through a 2x4. And it was like this sort of hocus-pocus nonsense, Spanish fly and all that. But now it's legitimate. I mean, they advertise it during prime time, during sporting events. You have recognizable names that are spokespeople for it. I mean, your kids are going to grow up in a world where there's pills for any kind of sexual dysfunction. And even if there's not really classic dysfunction, maybe it's just not living up to your expectations. This stuff's that now it's going over toward women. Mm-hmm. What does this mean? What's this going to do? And you guys have this in England. Is it being pushed?
I recently heard about some pill that boosts your memory. Like, you take it and
they're trying that all the time. But
yeah? Does it not work?
Well, you can change cognitive functioning a little bit in dementia patients.
Right.
But it's not clear that you can do anything with normal people. Not safely and not reproducibly.
All right. Speaking of memory, let's not forget about the boner. What about this, Drew?
Ask these guys. What about what?
I just want to know what effect do you think it'll have. Mean?
Well, you're asking a question that's similar to what people asked when the oral contraceptive, the hormonal contraceptives came around. Oh my God, we're using the entire female population as a guinea pig, and they're now not going to have children. That's going to be taking these hormones, and what's it going to mean?
Right.
What's it meant? Less unwanted pregnancy, basically.
Right.
It's going to mean more people with boners in the.
Right. Okay, but you don't. First off, how dare you? To turn my what I consider poignant question into so much fluff.
No, I agree with you that the reality is that having the female population on hormones all these years could have had a giant effect on our society. It may have more of an effect than we know.
Yeah,
a lot of our social situations could be affected or be the result of this.
Yeah, yeah. I just feel like I don't know that you can say, well, there's a pill that's going to help the one segment of society, meaning males with erectile difficulties, and before it's not long before the rest of society says, where's our pill? And then we say, well, you're healthy, and they go, eh.
Oh, they're already doing that.
We want to be better.
Me. Oh, believe me, they're doing that already.
All right, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, what do you got? You got any samples on you?
You mean with score?
Yeah, I want you to score. Here's what I'm gonna need. I'm gonna need for the Christmas break. I'm gonna need some lewds.
Lewds.
First off, so you can get some of those lewds.
I get you the Ambien, but you're like, constantly.
Okay, get the Ambien. Get Ambien. I use some lewds. I'm gonna need the patch to the
testosterone patch.
Testosterone patch. Mm-hmm. I'll give one to myself, one of my old ladies. Kickstart her.
Okay.
And I'm gonna need some of that Cialis in a gum form if they do that.
Continuous Cialis.
I just chew on it.
That's a great idea.
I need some of that.
Cialis already lasts 72 hours though.
Okay.
Or 36 hours. Really.
All right. Well, why don't you give me a Viagra and a Cialis? Levitra and Cialis. I'll stay on the Cialis,
and then,
when I spike, I'll spike. I'll go with the Levitra.
That's good.
Okay.
That's good.
And the patch, and I'm going to need the lewds for the ladies, okay, or roofies or whatever, you know, whatever you got. I just want to sort of wine coolers. I don't know what you have. I just want to basically, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just not be so uptight all the time, you know what I mean? Open your mind a little.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. We're going to take a little break. Keen here tonight. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Tim and Tom both here tonight from Keene. We will see them on the 11th at the K-Rock Acoustic Christmas. Looking forward to that. We got some more calls. We have some questions for the band also. More Germany or Florida.
Mm-hmm.
More Aces Ranchero Accordion Countdown.
Like
bring it. Really?
On. These guys are too tough for us. I don't know if we should try that again.
Well, but Drew, what they don't know is that you're like a hustler. You let them win the first couple of rounds. They can't hear us.
Okay, okay.
The dude with the long hair hasn't heard me all night. Now listen, we let them win the first couple of rounds,
then we
suggest some stakes.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Just for fun, just to make it interesting, all right? We start small, let them win a couple of those,
too.
And then at the end, we go for a big double or nothing,
and
clean out the tour bus, we get the equipment, we take the guy Steinway, get all of it, we get the piano, we get everything.
Got it.
Okay. Hey, guys, want to play the Aces Accordion Countdown again?
Definitely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think we should play for big money.
What? No. We're not good at it.
And we're not that kind of those kind of guys.
Yeah, we're not gambling.
How much you bet?
Drew's Mormon.
How much?
Yeah. All right, let's play. And there's Germany Floor. All right, let's take a question for the band.
All right.
And then we'll play some accordion countdown.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know. Can you answer this question, though? Lisa?
Yep. Hi.
23?
Mm-hmm. From L.A.
What's up?
Hi, guys. Hi, Tom.
Hello.
Hi.
I have a question for you guys. Do you feel like you've had to compromise anything to try to break it big here in the U.S.?
I keep having to do these crazy radio shows.
Yeah. What about their dignity?
We didn't have any of that in the first place, so no.
Not at all. We've done nothing, but we've been here touring a few times. We've just played loads and loads of shows, and you know, people have been so good to us. Whenever they hear the songs, and people say sort of powerful, encouraging things about how, you know, songs have changed their lives and that sort of thing. So no, not yet. We'd never want to do anything that would be too kind of compromising like that.
I think if I don't know whether this is true, but I would imagine that American people probably, the thing that they would like about a British band is the fact that they're very British and that they are kind of unique in their own thing, and there'd be no point in us trying to sort of compromise and try and make ourselves kind of, you know, more American just so we could fit in over here, because I don't think that would work.
I don't even know if historically people, especially younger people, even know where people are from. Like, I never even knew. I always thought Led Zeppelin was an American band when I was growing up, and I figured Paul Revere and the Raiders was an English band, and the list goes on and on. I mean, I don't know if you even know or even if you care. And when you sing, oftentimes it doesn't come across that Genesis is a English band or Phil Collins. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you end up just picking. It's actually sort of a pure way of doing it, because you don't know what color people are, you don't know what religion they are, and you don't know where they come from. Mm-hmm. You just know you like the song. And that's a beautiful thing about music, Drew, am I right?
Yeah, wow. Applaudable.
Right on, sister.
All right. So that's a nice message. That's a nice message I just sent there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice. All right. Should we play a little...
Germany or Florida?
Yeah. Our Aces According Countdown.
We're
going
to play a game with Germany or Florida.
All right. Let's. You guys know how the game is played now.
It's my favorite.
Andrew?
Yeah, hey.
Yeah, hey, you're 21. What's going on?
How's it going? I just wanted to say that I really love you guys. We listen to you all the time up here in Canada, and you're just awesome. So I'll get started. Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Where do you hear us from in Canada?
I listen online. We used to get you out of Buffalo, but they dropped you there, I guess.
But, thanks, Hoser.
Bitches.
Pardon me?
All right. Great. I put a pox on the city of Buffalo now.
Yeah.
May their head grow in the ground like an onion. Yes, Drew? What about their teeth?
May their teeth fall out and hair grow in its place.
That's right. Thank you. All right. Go ahead, Andrew.
Okay. The title is An Artist Wants to Be Fed to Piranhas.
Oh, we know this one.
We know this one.
You heard it?
Yeah.
Oh, drat.
Yeah, but let's keep going because I don't remember.
Drat. Drat, that's a very English
drat.
Yeah, isn't it?
Clever.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Trant the luck, okay. Yeah, keep going.
An artist has written to the country zoo to ask if they would feed his body to the piranhas once he's dead. Mm-hmm. The man, who is 56, said he came up with the idea after hearing about another man who wanted to be fed to snails. He has justified the appeal by saying it could have educational purposes if, for example, it was done in front of a group of biology students.
Right.
The zoo director said that even if he agreed, it probably wouldn't work. He said, mm-hmm. It's a great idea, but if you want to carry it out for educational purposes, then it would probably be better if you were fed to the piranhas alive, as they're not as keen on dead flesh and prefer their food alive.
All right, hold on a second there, Andrew. Now, I believe we did get this one last time.
Although I don't remember where it was from.
Oh, really? I don't remember. I just feel so strongly about it. I feel like we're...
Florida.
I think it's going to be Florida.
Florida, Tim?
But I took Florida last time, was wrong. I think is what happened here.
All right, true.
But anyway.
Okay, I don't know if we can believe you guys.
Would you actually get piranhas in a zoo? That's
interesting.
Quite make sense.
Well, that's
something that's been lost in translation.
Right.
Could be
right.
Germany.
That's what I said last time.
Well, I only go for Germany just for interest.
Gentlemen, we have to agree on something. We don't have to agree on anything, I should say. We just have to make a decision. Tom.
Let's just go. I'll go Germany. I'll change.
Tom, Germany.
I'm going to go for Germany as well.
Germany? Drew?
Florida. Yeah.
All right, I think it's Germany. It sounds, it always sounded German to me. Andrew?
Yep.
Germany or Florida?
It's Germany, man.
Drew's out. All right, you're going to have to sit the next one out then, Drew.
Okay.
That's how the game works.
On the bench.
Actually, you got to go home now.
Oh, that's a threat.
All right, no. You got to go in the hall, pull your pants down, just walk in a circle. All right? That's better. You're right. Going home, that's no threat. That's like when I used to get suspended from school.
Right.
Fantastic. When do we start? Right. Let's see. Really going to give it to you this time, Corolla. 3 days instead of two. Great. 6-day weekend. Here we go. Want to talk to this one?
Yeah.
All right. Megan?
Yes.
You're 23?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I've been seeing this guy for almost a year now.
Mm-hmm.
And he has some very odd sexual tendencies, and mm-hmm. at least they're a bit odd to me. He's extremely promiscuous, and I know that's kind of typically male, mm-hmm. but I'm not sure if he might actually be gay.
Well, now, hold on a second, Megan.
him being, if you're his girlfriend and he's into you, him being extremely promiscuous means he wants sex with you all the time.
Well, not just with me.
I understand. That's not being promiscuous.
It isn't.
No, that's being sort of disturbed.
I think most people think the definition of promiscuity means being with multiple people.
You're right. It means multiple partners. But if you're in a committed relationship with somebody you care about, that promiscuity gets expressed as an endogamous direction.
It's funneled into one vagina.
Right. If he's still continuing to act out sexually with multiple people, that's a disturbance.
Okay.
Megan?
What can cause that type of disturbance?
Bipolar disorder.
Being 24.
Being sexually abused. All kinds of... What's up with him?
I'm really not sure. All I've ever really gotten from him about his past is that his dad was alcoholic and physically abusive, but he never said sexually abusive.
Right. Well, the physical abuse can do it sometimes, too. But the real issue here is, what in the hell are you doing with this guy? Why do you put up with this?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Well, actually, when we met, I kind of was at a point where I hadn't explored my own sexuality.
Yeah.
And he was kind of the first man who could kind of take me over all my little hang-ups and that, but...
Yeah, and that doesn't tell us anything.
Yeah,
what is up with you? Why would you be with a guy that is so chaotic, so dangerous, so uncommitted?
What were your hang-ups? What do you get you past, by the way?
Okay. Well, you guys always talk about parents, right?
Yeah.
Because my dad passed away when I was 3, and I was raised by my mom was very distant. But other than that,
all right. What kind of hang-ups did you have?
Just being comfortable with my own. My own response, my own body, my own desires, that kind of thing.
You read a lot of those crappy magazines,
right,
don't you?
I know, it's ridiculous.
No guy ever talks about getting in touch with his sexuality and being comfortable in his body. I couldn't, I'd always have to have the light, I'd have the light off before I beat off.
That's not fair.
So you can watch the TV screen.
Yeah, actually, yeah, help with the glare. Unless the neighbors didn't get his clear shot. Hey, Megan.
Good.
All right.
Where did you learn that sex was bad and that you should be sort of walled off from that part of yourself, that you have to have some guy who completely sort of takes over in order for you to feel sexual?
I think I did at the time.
All right.
That means somebody else took over at some time in your life, and where you learned that you were sexualized in some way that made you feel bad and sort of walled off that part of yourself.
That ever happened, Megan?
No, not really.
No weirdo stepdad? Nothing?
No, uh-uh.
Okay. Well, all right. So this guy has shepherded you past the past whatever sexual roadblocks you had put up, and now you can cut him loose.
Right.
And he can go hump strangers, and you can find a nice guy who wants to be monogamous.
Right. Plus, you said you think he's gay.
Yeah, he has... he's very, very open, and he's definitely stated that he's bisexual, but...
Okay, Megan, stop with this open stuff. That's just a ruse.
Okay.
That's just a way of him getting by with his sexual acting out. That's a way of him sort of excusing his behaviors and sort of putting a nice gloss on it.
Right. All right. He wants to do stuff you don't let him do, right?
Let him go do all that, but he shouldn't be in a relationship.
Okay.
All right? That's fine. He can do whatever he wants. That's fine.
Unless that's what you want to do. Do you want to do that?
No, not really.
All right. Right. And nor do you want your boyfriend doing that either.
Here's the thing. Is the phone screwed up? Everybody takes the sort of being effed up, and at least we do it out here, and then they just sort of cloak it in this, I'm not uptight, I'm free, I express myself physically. These are just abuse victims who just end up acting out when they get older. It sounds great. I know I sound like the man. I sound uptight. I'm an atheist. I don't really care what anyone does to each other. I really don't care. It's just, let's just call it what it is. The guy gets physically abused, probably a little sexual abuse in there somewhere. He gets scrambled a little bit. Now he's acting out. It's not that he's such a free thinker. It's that he's screwed up. And you get talked into this crap. This is what cults are, by the way. This is a bunch of guys just humping 10-year-old girls,
Right.
Oh, you got to come over. I know the way. I have the answers. Oh, take your pants off, please, by the way. Think about every cult. What is at the heart? Heart of every cult is a 53-year-old guy banging a 14-year-old chick.
Right.
That is the genesis of every cult. That's where it all is. There's no 55-year-old woman cult where she just wants to... she's a woman in her 50s. She'd like
other folks, like-minded folks to hang out with her in her cult. No, right. It's always one guy, a guy somewhere between 46 and 55. And by the way, hey, Sweetie Pete, yeah, no, bring the daughter into the tent, too. Yeah, I'm going to need to talk to
and
her.
And by the way, Adam, you're heading into that prime age. It's about time you start organizing things.
No, that's this is the plan. It's called a segue, Drew.
Right.
I'm looking for young people.
Right.
I'm looking
to
recruit.
We need the parents to recruit first. Don't go directly to the young people.
I get the folks in, and they bring the young in, and I get mom, right, you know, and you know, they willfully give themselves to me offer up their daughters as well. It's an honor.
It's an honor of the spiritual awakening. And
it's an honor. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. And then we all go up in a fiery mess. It's excellent. And we blame the government. All right, what's going on?
Here we
got
go.
We got Aces Accordion Countdown to play, too, you know.
We'll do
we got
it for the
show.
Break real quick?
No.
All right.
No. Not enough time. You know, and let me say something about Aces Ranchero Accordion Countdown.
Aces Ranchero Countdown? No good. Yeah, you don't like that game?
It's a fine... It's another fan. It's a fine wine. What we're going to do now is we're going to pop the cork on it.
Let it breathe a little bit?
We're going to let it breathe.
All right.
And I dump it into one of those craft things and let it breathe a little bit. And then when we come back...
Decanting the accordion counter.
Yeah. I'll let you sniff the cork.
No. I just put my nose right over the decanter.
All right. I'll let you sniff my fingers. And... Then it'll be all ready to serve up.
It'll be
a delightful vintage we'll have in about 4 minutes, right. Yes?
Yes.
All right. Keen here tonight. Take a quick break. Be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. And Keen is in studio tonight. Hopes and Fears, name of the CD. It's an excellent CD. If you don't have it, go get it. All right, as promised, it's time to play a little Aces Mexican Ranchero Accordion Countdown. I think Tim won last with a astounding 9 seconds, and it was about
incredible.
Eight and change.
Incredible.
He was probably not more than 5 or 6 tenths of a second off. True?
Like prog Ranchero, wasn't it?
would you like to get things started this time
I'll
around?
I'll go immediate this time.
Going immediate?
Oh, you stole my thunder there.
Wow. Tom, you're going to go media?
Yeah, well, maybe I'll go for 2 seconds in that case.
Two seconds. Right. Tim's the one everyone's looking toward now.
That's right.
He's a reigning champion. I mean, he really controls
the board.
The game. He controls the board, but I think younger Aces Mexican Ranchero Accordion Countdown players will look up to a guy like Tim and say, like, what does he do?
Yeah.
Study his moves.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's a grand champion. He's a master. There's a whole group of kids coming up wanting to know what does Tim do? What's his
technique,
move?
Yeah.
What do you think, Timmy?
I think you guys are just behind the times. I'm going to go for 12.
Oh, wow. And does he see the confident look on his face?
Really backfire.
It's like he knows something we don't know.
All right.
Wow. Drew, that is bold predicting.
It kind of scares me, so let's keep going. Let's move past it.
It's eerie. It's eerie.
Scary. Troubling.
Yeah. Okay. Wow, that's really... Now I got a wide spectrum here. I'm going to go with the standard... Four.
Yeah,
I'm going four. Perfect. Going 4 seconds
perfect.
There.
All right, here we go.
All right, you queued up.
Already.
All right.
Three, two, one,
go.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Wait a minute. Controversy. Is that an accordion?
Yes, that's an accordion. Yes, there's no doubt about that. Jury?
Yes. Wow.
God,
wow.
This is Ranchero music I like.
Yeah.
This is just good old school.
This is New England in the winter.
Wait a minute, I'll translate. The young man sings that Tim's an idiot for thinking he could go 12 seconds without pounding on his accordion relentlessly. And now he's saying he can't stop and he wants someone to kill it. Yeah, he says, I can't stop moving my fingers. If any of you have a shred of dignity and a 44, you'll put a bullet through my head so I can stop this incessant mad music. I can't take anymore. Yes, now he sings how he's...
How beautiful will be when I'm dead.
How beautiful will be when it's dead in a world without...
Buried with his accordion.
Buried my accordion, yes. And now he's blaming his parents for giving accordion on his 9th birthday. All right. That's how you play Aces Mexican Ranchero Accordion Countdown. Drew, the immediate.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I gotta say, on Tom's behalf, Tom only a couple seconds off, Tom had a feeling about the immediate.
Yeah, I know. I've,
yeah. Oh, well. And it seemed like he had it wrapped up. But that's why you play the game.
That's right.
That's why you play the game. Should I say it again?
Well, the betting, just like the bridge, where the betting starts determines the game very much.
Really does. It really does. It really does.
Let's take a call.
It just does, though. Drew's right. You know, when he's right, he's right. He's just right. You know, he's right.
Yessie.
Yessie.
Yes?
You're 17?
Yes.
You have a question for the band?
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, I have a question for the band.
Oh, excellent.
I'm sorry. I was wondering, with all your recent success, like, how are you coping with all these, like, women throwing themselves at you?
We haven't seen any.
Oh, really? Oh, they're coming.
I don't believe that. I've heard.
You've heard?
You've heard. What have you heard? Yes, you're 17.
In Linwood.
Yeah.
No, it's because, I go, like, find out and stuff, but...
Yeah, sure.
Yes, I've seen a friend of mine threw her bra on the stage.
Oh, really? What show?
I think it was Brixton or something. I'm not sure.
Oh, right.
Where?
Brixton. That was one of our shows in London, I guess. A few days ago.
You have a friend that was in England throwing a bra at the band, and
somebody
you're calling
lives
from
in Linwood?
You're 17, you're calling from Linwood, your name is Yessie?
Funny for
her
work.
Her brother was Noah. Yessie and Noah.
Noah.
All right, are you coming out to the Acoustic Christmas?
Me?
No.
Yeah. No, Drew, you coming to make it this year?
No. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. Yessie, I will.
Yessie.
Yes.
Confusion, right?
Are you coming out to the Acoustic Christmas to see the band?
I couldn't. I didn't get the tickets on time. I was fine.
All right. Are they all gone?
They're gone in 3 minutes, yeah.
Are they gone in 3 minutes? Yeah.
It's a hot ticket.
Yeah, everyone wants to see Keane. Well, how about it? Are there in now, I see, if you, here's where I would do. If I was a single guy and I was in a band, I would just go to whatever country I was biggest in and do my fishing from that pond.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, United States, fine. You know, maybe the band's not a household name here. And so you go to England and you get your pick of the litter. Am I right? Is that what you do? But here we do have marginally hotter chicks. I hate to say it. I mean, you guys, here's the thing. Here's what I'm saying about that. Your hot chicks are super smoking hot because they're good looking and they got the accent. But we have a larger group of hotter chicks from which you choose
pure
from.
Numbers. Pure
we
numbers. Got a larger country. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's just all about numbers. Really, it's all about
is
the
there
numbers.
A European country that has particularly attractive women?
Well, Holland.
Sweden.
Holland, Sweden.
Sweden.
I heard Czechoslovakia, too. Somebody said that.
Yeah, it's Eastern Europe and... Well, that direction. Lots
Germany
of
is actually
yes.
surprisingly
it's good.
Rich in
oh,
the
really?
Department.
Who's disappointing? Rich. Who can we make fun of?
I found Finland a bit disappointing.
Not doing a great
I mean,
job,
Finland?
Huh?
Yeah.
I had a feeling about them. Are they Finnish? Yeah. I had a feeling about those people, Drew. I really
what,
did.
What other country? Any other ones?
And who else is ugly?
Iceland.
Iceland. Reykjavik is not...
Not a good place. All right, so Iceland and Finland, we steer clear of that and head more toward Germany.
To be honest,
Florida.
I think they're good-looking girls, to be fair, in most countries that we've been to.
Mm.
But we don't really seem to come into contact with it that much. I think we're just because, well, we have... quiet private lives that we like to enjoy and live,
but here we like have a rich tradition of sluts trying to get on the bus. you know what I mean? Do they have that in these other countries?
It's just a question of whether you encourage it or not. I think it's you know, we obviously meet lots of people, some of whom are very kind of enthusiastic, but you just have to kind of treat people with respect, I think, because otherwise it if you get too deep into that whole mess, it always comes back to bite you, I think.
Yeah, it's tough. After about 15 years, you get tired of it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, eventually suddenly you'll get, you know, there's always, you know, I don't think the world is full of girls who just want to sort of have a one-night stand and then they're quite happy to see you walk off into the sunset, you know?
No.
A few weeks later, they'll suddenly be trying to call you up and want to know when they, you know, say, I'm in London
They get pregnant.
I've come to marry you.
And they'll give you whatever you guys, whatever you call herpes. You guys call herpes herpes?
Herpes. Herpes.
Yeah, it seems like you guys need a cool, cute name for herpes over in the UK. Just
it's
herpes,
clap,
huh? That's
isn't
it?
Herpes?
Nah, I think
it?
That's
I
it.
The clap
it's
was like
gonorrhea, usually.
Yeah, yeah, it's right, gonorrhea. Okay. You guys, right, we got to take a break. You guys come with a good name for herpes.
Yeah.
That's okay. It's sort of what you know, difference between bonnet and hood and, you know, galoshes and rubbers and things like that. You know, something that works over there. Something
we
that's
have
quaint.
Cold sores is a kind of herpes, isn't it?
No, it's something quaint. I need something quaint, okay? We'll take a quick break.
Ye olde herpes.
We'll be right back after. Ye old herpes, yeah. We'll be right back after this. The show. I want to thank Keen for coming in here, Tim and Tom more specifically, and being delightful, well-mannered.
Enjoying the show.
And I think, you know, trading off with, we got one win over here with the veterans, with the Aces Ranchero Mexican Corner Countdown. They took one back. You know, all in all, a good show. Did you guys enjoy yourself?
Everyone's a winner. We had a great time, yeah.
It was great. Thank you.
Fantastic.
We learned a lot as
cheers,
well.
Cheers. Cheers as well. And say.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers.
Keen is going on. We'll see you guys on the 11th at the Acoustic Christmas. Hope and Fears. Name of the CD. Go out, purchase it, and enjoy it. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.